With SRN News, I'm Greg Plugston in Washington. A 49-year-old Las Vegas man was arrested over the weekend outside a Trump rally in California. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco said there were signs that something was not right about the man.
He showed up with multiple passports with different names, an unregistered vehicle with fake license plate, and loaded firearms.
Also at SRNnews.com, China launched new military drills off the coast of Taiwan today as punishment for the Taiwanese president's refusal to accept that his self-governed country is under Chinese rule.
China has gradually been increasing military pressure on self-governing Taiwan, doubling down on the idea that it's part of its own territory. That pressure has tightened again this year since the arrival of a new Taiwanese president. Beijing thinks he's even bolder about independence than the last one. They're right, he is. That makes Taiwan an even more dangerous flashpoint.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow. Israel conducted an airstrike on a Gaza hospital this morning, killing at least four people.
The airstrike sent flames through a packed tent camp for people displaced by the war. Palestinian medics claim this attack left more than two dozen people with severe burns. But the Israeli military contends it targeted militants hiding out among civilians. Recently, the IDF has repeatedly struck crowded shelters and tent camps.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reports the attack followed a Hezbollah drone strike that killed four Israeli soldiers. Newly released polls from ABC and NBC News show Kamala Harris losing ground and her slight edge over Donald Trump nationwide. The race for president remains extremely close, 3 weeks out from Election Day. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports Christian relief agencies are being stretched this month.
They were already hard at work with people who suffered loss at the hands of Hurricane Helene, and then Hurricane Milton struck. Florida is reeling from the 1-2 punch, and Christian ministries that provide relief are maxing out their budgets to help. A number of these groups, including Samaritan's Purse and the Salvation Army, have actually been more effective than the federal government at getting help to people fast. Now they need fresh donations to stay on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas man who sued his ex-wife's friends for helping her obtain an abortion has informed the court that the two sides have reached a settlement that foregoes the need for a trial that would have tested his argument that their actions amounted to assisting in a wrongful death. Abortion advocates worried that the case could establish new avenues for recourse against people who help women obtain abortions. This is SRN News. An obscure government oversight group could make major waves in this year's election if President Biden fulfills its wishes. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The group, a watchdog of government watchdogs, has suggested Biden fire Department of Homeland Security Inspector General Joseph Kafari following a four-year investigation and a 1,000-page report. Kafari provides oversight of DHS and has investigated its issues with properly screening immigrants entering the United States, its handling of the two assassination attempts against former President Donald Trump, and the management of funds at the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz came to Kafari's defense after the report suggested he be fired, calling the report a swamp screed and its authors a panel of Biden-Harris appointees. Gaetz said the matter boiled down to partisan retaliation for his oversight of DHS and warned Biden against following through with the firing. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.